The crowds packed the best vantage points on the harbour foreshore. The fireworks were spectacular. The images were beamed around the world. But this was a New Year's celebration with a difference. 2 weeks after the Bondi terror attack, Sydney welcomed in 2026 with a minute's silence for the victims and amid a heightened police presence. Yasmin Catley is the New South Wales Minister for Police and Counter-Terrorism. Happy New Year and welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara, and Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
Thank you. How did it all go from your perspective?
Look, I have to say police commended the behaviour of last night's partygoers. On the whole, people were very well behaved. They listened to direction from the police. The reality is the police are there to keep people safe, to make sure people, our biggest party of the year in Australia and certainly in Sydney, that they enjoy themselves and have a good time. And that's exactly what happened. Overall, just in the metropolitan area, there were just 38 arrests for things like assault, affray, offensive conduct, nothing too serious, and only 9 in the CBD. So I think we have to say thank you to those tens of thousands of people that came out in the city and enjoyed the new year, and they did it safely and they got home safely, and they will begin 2026. They might have a headache, but they certainly will be safe.
The Premier, Chris Minns, said the visible measures, including the long arm weapons, were about reassurance rather than any specific threat. Would you describe the police as being on high alert last night?
Oh, look, the Premier's absolutely right. That was the long arms were to provide a sense of security to crowds, not because of an increased threat risk. And there were a very large presence of police. There were 2,500 police out for New Year's Eve. And then, of course, we still have more than 400 in eastern suburbs for the shelter operation. So it is a large presence. But, you know, I think that the community expected that. It was only just a fortnight ago that we had that, you know, horrific incident that killed tragically 15 people in Bondi, and people wanted to feel safe, and we wanted people to feel safe. We didn't want people to stay at home. We wanted people to come out and celebrate our wonderful city, celebrate our new year coming in. And I think last night in droves, people did that as an act of unity against the hatred shown in Bondi.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the New South Wales Minister for Police and Counter-Terrorism, Yasmin Catley. How would you describe the mood in the community right now, 2 weeks after the Bondi attack?
Oh, look, I think we're still very shocked and horrified about what occurred. But again, I think last night is a real demonstration of people saying, we're not going to be frightened. We're not going to allow the terrorists to win. We're going to stick together as a community, and we're going to go out into our streets, the streets that we own. And as a police minister and as police, we will be there to support community. We want people to be able to go around and go about their lives as they did before the 14th of December.
There's been, of course, an ongoing debate about whether there should be a federal royal commission into the attack alongside the New South Wales inquiry. Has all of it been a distraction?
Look, we in New South Wales have just been very focused on the people. Like, at the end of the day, that, you know, there were 15 families that didn't have somebody at their Christmas table. That's on my mind all the time. And we've been very focused on assisting them, assisting the community more broadly, and making sure we put in place measures that this does not happen again. And as the Premier has said, we will continue to do that to make sure that the community is safe. We do not want to see a Bondi attack on our shores in New South Wales ever again.
Are you confident the State Royal Commission can probe all the necessary angles of the incident and response?
Well, look, I am. It will be very thorough, of course. The Premier has said they're looking out and working with the Jewish Board of Deputies and the Jewish community on who will run that. And we will make sure that it is thorough. You know, Barbara, we have a responsibility to the people of this state to let them know what happened, to if there were any areas that we have to look at to change. You know, whatever it reveals, we are committed to making sure that we make those changes, because we never want our state to go through this again.
Do you feel that the debate about a royal commission has now been had and it's time to accept that it's not happening? The federal government seems very clear on that, and just get on with the reviews that have been announced.
Oh, well, we certainly are. That's what we're doing. We're going to be giving on and doing that. And of course, we've got at the same time, we've got a coronial inquiry going on, a critical incident inquiry, and there will be a court case in relation to the charges that have been laid against the perpetrator. So there is, you know, a lot going on, and all of that has to happen in conjunction with our Royal Commission. So you're quite right. There is quite a bit going on, but people deserve to know and people want to know. And we accept that, and that is exactly why we're doing what we're doing in New South Wales.
And what people saw last night with the long-armed rifles and the specialist police, is that the new normal for that kind of event?
If that's what the police ask for, we're guided by the police, obviously, their operational decisions. And yes, it may well be. So people will have to get used to that. As I said to you, though, it's to provide a sense of security to crowds. There was no increased threat risk. But if the commissioner asks to do that, then he will get the support of the government.
Yasmin Catley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Barbara.